All right, folks, welcome back. It is time once again to stick it in to another episode of Outlaw Highway Randomness. And first things first, I got a website for you to check out. Check out furnitureporn.com. That's right, furnitureporn.com. You will not be disappointed, I promise. And we've had a discussion about something that we want to bring to y'all's attention.
The possibility of rebranding the show. And I don't know what made me think of it. It just kind of come to me. And you might like it. We talked about making a shirt for it, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Why don't we rebrand the show to this, and we'll rebrand the show and call it What the Fuck is Stan? Because I feel like people, more often than not, when they're watching the show, are like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Or just what the fuck in general?
Now, with that being said, y'all also remember that when I created What the Fuck is Stan, said son of a bitch that now wants to rebrand the show was like, I don't think you can say that. I think that's going to be a problem. But now it's okay. Then it was going to be a problem. And then, well, maybe not. Let's make a t-shirt. And now he wants to rebrand the entire show to What the Fuck is Stan. Now, I'm okay with that if y'all are. So I'm going to leave that up to y'all. And so Facebook fan page, here's what we'll do. Y'all comment on this video. And, you know, if you do listen on one of the other sites, such as Google or, you know, Apple Podcast or Spotify or any of that other stuff that we're on that I can't remember off the top of my head, come on over to the fan page and you tell me what you think. Should we rebrand? Because if we do rebrand, we're getting rid of Anchor. We'll probably then go to Spreaker, which will kind of broaden our horizons. But, you know, I can change the name of the fan page to What the Fuck is Stan, but I'm pretty sure Facebook's going to be like, nah, I don't think so. So we're going to have to add a few little characters in there, like maybe an and symbol. Or at symbol.
Well, then, you know, the other issue would probably be, oh no, you said that wasn't an issue. Because Spreaker's not the one.
No.
So, but I do want to discuss that with the fans. We had talked about the potential of swapping to a different platform to do this.
Well, no, it's not really a platform, and I'll elaborate. There's a certain aspects of like a bigger audience group, of like actually having a production show and doing like an open mic and seeing if we can get it on there. But the thing is we have to drop the F word. Now you explain.
Well, for that matter, not drop the F word. We did an experiment the last show. We was trying not to say the F word. And I don't know. I don't want to call it a company. So that's why I said platform, but we're going to keep calling it a platform. So this platform charges you for every F bomb that you drop. And that last episode would have cost us right around $1,400 just in F words.
Right. And see, that's the thing, though. And you know, to anybody that listened to last week's show, you see me catch myself because as we're talking, and I think you was off doing something else. Me and Jesse's talk. It's right after Jesse come in and I went, oh, I just said the F word. Unbeknownst to me after because I listen to every show. And unbeknownst to me after I listened to it, I was like, I was tallying them as I was listening, and I said the F word 26 times before I ever caught myself and went, oops, I said the F word. So I literally set it like 45 to your 14, which is just ridiculous. I mean, 14's bad enough, but 45, come on, country. Ain't no sense in that.
I think so, the actual number was a little bit closer to 55, but I let you have the 10.
I checked them, everyone, I promise you. So, yeah. I don't know. Y'all tell me what you think. I'm on board with it. If we'll see what y'all think about it. I really like the idea of what the fuck is staying, I guess, but well, starting over ain't that hard. So no,
it was just, it was like I said, it was just one of them random thoughts that kind of hit me one day. I was like, Actually, right, I think it was earlier today.
But it does make my asshole want you to back her that you were so against it when I invented it. And now you're trying to change the name of the show to What the Fuck Is Dan.
The more I thought about it, the more I liked it. All right, so we got any Florida mans for this week? I didn't grab none.
Yeah, I do have a Florida mans. First things first. Okay. One of them's what the hell, and the other one is what the fuck. So we will put that in the what the fuck is Dan category. So the first one is a Florida man who attacked a drag queen while wearing a KKK costume is running for mayor. Now, said crime happened in 2012. This article is from 2014, which makes no fucking sense. I will read the article to you, and it doesn't seem to me anywhere in there where it literally says he hit this guy. But here we go. At a Halloween party in 2012, Boyd Corbin attended a costume party wearing a striped KKK costume and a sign that said, "Stop the race war against whites. Vote for Romney." He was involved in an altercation with Michael Walters, billed as the world's premier Dame Edna impersonator. Corbin approached the stage waving a tiki torch, and according to Walters, "I turned around and said, put that thing out. And he just kept waving it around. He thrusted it at me a couple of times. And had he come closer, Walter's wig would have gone up like Michael Jackson." I thought that was kind of a fucked up thing to say. But, I mean, I don't understand. Are they trying to say Michael Jackson was flammable? But anyway.
That's what it sounds like.
His attorney claims that it was a misunderstanding that Corbin wore the costume to down, mock, and ridicule people who are racist and homophobic. Some people didn't get it and emotions ran high. Mr. Corbin is supportive of the community and a wonderful person. And fuck, I just like got rid of the article. Hold on here. And so basically, he was brought up on assault charges, blah, 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 because the rest of this is pretty much unimportant. But it doesn't say if A, he ever become mayor, or B, if he ever went to jail. But I just read y'all the whole altercation part of this article. It never said he touched him. Did you hear it say he touched him? No. Mm-mm. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
He lost his ass in the election.
I guess.
4%.
Oh, you found it?
He got 4% of the votes.
Well, and it went on to say that he was spending 2 hours a day knocking on doors and meeting people, and 3 hours a day every weekend. And so, I mean, he covered like 90% of the town and he still lost by that much. Obviously, people did not find his costume, like, whatever. But
Okay. He had 39 votes out of like 871 votes, I think is what it said. So yeah, he lost his ass.
So that's not this one here is not as crazy as a normal Florida man. It's just an interesting story because what I feel like has happened here is they actually stole something without really knowing what the hell was in it. And a truck stolen with 36,000 pounds of Crisco inside. A semi-trailer truck stolen Sunday morning from a towing company was carrying approximately 36,000 pounds of Crisco sticks destined for delivery to a Publix distribution center in Lakeland, according to St. Petersburg police reports. The truck was a Volvo and from Kentucky. Says, and I don't know why they felt it need to include all that information. I mean, they put the LLC, DOT numbers, whole nine yards, which is really fucking weird for a news article. The trailer was a white Honda with a Florida license plate. It was stolen from Coastal Towing. And then it comes and says down here that they also broke into a trailer carrying boxes from Amazon Distribution in Ruskin. A number of boxes were opened and their contents removed, but it is not immediately known what was stolen. So that right there just tells you that they really didn't know what was in that. And 36,000 pounds of Crisco, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
That's a shit ton of fried chicken.
That is a shit ton of fried chicken.
That would be a hell of a block party.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, now, and in light of this new possible show name and my cute little town, here is an article from What the Fuckistan, because this is a Florida man. And this Florida man's name is Brad, and this happened in 2/25/2015 at 5:12 p.m. There is a actual video to go with this. I will not post this on the fan page. You can look this shit up if you want. I like y'all too much to post this one. So a Florida man named Brad was dared by a friend named Ken Calloway to vape another man's semen in his brand new vaporizer for $68, and Brad accepted the challenge. After filling his vape with the man's sperm, Ken urges Brad to take a massive hit and produce a cloud toot. Brad obliges. He obliged.
Of course, the guy's name is Brad. Why does that not surprise me?
He exhaled a massive cloud of vaporized semen and then tosses the vape away and he rushes off to the bathroom, all for $68.
Why $68? It's such a, like, specific. Is that all he had in his pocket?
That's what I think that happened. Because, you know, I mean, I've used that before. When somebody be like, we'll bet. Or, you know, I'll be like, we'll bet. And they'll be like, well, how much? I'm like, all the money in my wallet. Well, I ain't going to do that. I don't know how much money you got in your wallet. Hell, I don't either. Some days I may have $60. Some day I may have $600. Some days I may have $2 in there. I think I got $2 in there now. But, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't remember if we did a show talking about crazy Guinness World Records, but there are some crazy Guinness Book of World Records, and there's one that even if we have talked about it on a previous episode, I feel like we need to revisit, because and I will not ruin this guy's name by me trying to pronounce it, because he is obviously Japanese. And we're just going to go with his last name and call him Mr. Soto. So Mr. Soto from Japan. Let me zoom in on this. All right. Mr. Soto from Japan made his country proud by masturbating for 9 hours and 58 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
He beat the previous world record, which he also set, by 28 minutes.
It's just like nonstop yanking it. That's a lot of lube. Either that or a lot of blisters.
Dude, imagine how fucking tired it is. The endurance you would have to have. I mean, shit, my arm would get tired. I'm done.
I mean, he wouldn't be able to use his arm for like a week afterwards. I don't think I would ever masturbate again.
Right. And he set a record with that shit.
Why would you beat your own world record? Like, it's already your record. Why are you trying to beat it? No pun intended.
I don't know. Maybe that was a bet for $68. Hey, I bet you. What's their money? Yen? Hell, I don't know. But, you know. But yen isn't real money. I just don't know if it's Japan. But maybe he was like, hey, I bet you like two fish and like eight of these dollars over here that you can't jack up for 30 more minutes. And, you know, past your own record. And he's like, challenge accepted. And the next thing you know, he's just like beating away. My question is, did he just sit in a room, or was he like just going for a walk and jerking it, or, you know? I mean, at some point in time, you'd have to piss.
Is this, yeah. Is this, you said this is a Guinness World Record?
Mm-hmm.
Or just a record? Are you sure it's a Guinness World Record?
The article says it's a Guinness World Record. Here's what it says. It says, here are 8 crazy Guinness World Records in the sex category.
So the reason I bring that up and want to discuss that is that means someone had to watch this guy masturbate for 9 hours.
Right. That's what I was
thinking. To verify this.
Right. But see, here's my thing. I mean, did he go now? See, I wish they was more specific about the record. Is this going 9 hours without finishing? Or is this just spanking it for 9 hours? Because if it is...
We can discuss a man vaping another man's jizz, but we can't... But you can't finish that sentence.
Well, I mean, you know, but my question is, did he finish? Because if you're jerking off for 9 hours and finishing every so often, I mean, damn, I'm surprised his nuts didn't fall off. I bet they look like little tiny raisins. But, yeah.
Well, he, never mind.
Say it.
I'm sorry, Jenks, but he is Japanese.
What the hell? Why'd you bring him into this?
Because he's Japanese.
What does that have to do with the price of eggs in Alabama?
Never mind.
Stupid.
Just know, I'm sorry, Jenks.
See, that's terrible because I was literally just fixing to plug him. So now we'll do it later. Okay, so let's move on. Maximum birth record. During the 1700s, it was recorded that Miss, and I feel like we've talked about this, Miss some fucking body. We're going to call her Miss Russian because her last name is Russian and I can't say that shit. So Miss Russian from a village in Russia gave birth to 69 kids.
God damn.
There were 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 quadruplets. That's a what the fuck is stand right there. I wonder how many husbands she had.
I'm trying to do the math there. Because that's 37 pregnancies. Is that it? Did she have any just one kid? Nah.
Nope.
So she was pregnant 37 times? Jesus Christ.
In the twat. But that's crazy. You know, I mean, I wonder, like, if it's all by the same dude. I mean, because I think after, like, at least four or five pairs of twins, I'd have to be like, hey, we need to quit. And by, like, pregnancy number eight, I think I'd commit suicide, and it'd be her problem. That's fucked up.
Could you imagine if they ever got a divorce? Granted, you said this was when?
1700s.
Oh, well.
They didn't know what child support was.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of child support.
Annie Hawkins is known for holding the record for the largest breast in the world, 102 triple Z.
I bet those look like bean bags.
They're pretty massive. I looked up a picture. Okay. Now, the world's biggest orgy goes to Japan.
No surprise there.
See, here's what I don't understand. If you pull up Pornhub and you pull up Japanese porn, they blur out the wiener on all the dudes.
They blur out everything on the everybody.
But it's okay to have a fucking orgy of 250 men and women gathered in Japan to have sex at the same time, at the same place, and create the world's largest orgy. The whole act was choreographed so that the couples were having sex in the exact same position, at the same rhythm, and participants were all tested for STDs because safety first.
Could you imagine having to keep that rhythm? Like, you got to keep rhythm with the people next to you.
All right. I know we've talked about this, but we're going to talk about it again. Horst Schultz is the record holder for the longest ejaculation. This motherfucker, 6 meters. 18 feet, 9 inches.
Dang.
They recorded the speed too, homie. 42.7 miles per hour.
What'd they do? Stick a cork in there before?
I don't think that was his dick. I think that really was a Red Ryder BB gun. It'll shoot your eye out, kid. You can't bust one at 42 miles an hour. You blow her clean off of you. Terrible.
Just some things I won't say. And I can't say that one.
Don't be a girl. You won't change the name to What the Fuck is Stan and you're still holding back. Get the hell out of here with that. I really wished I had my water over there.
You couldn't blow a load in that bitch's face. You would take her eye out like you said.
She really would be an angry pirate.
Fucking leave like a scratch across her forehead.
Right? Okay, so yet again, I don't understand why Americans don't hold none of these records. What the fuck is wrong with America that we can't hold one of these records? This is bullshit. All right? You motherfuckers need to practice. I know I'm not going to practice one of those because, damn, who's got that kind of time? But, okay. So, another bitch I cannot pronounce, but her name is Tatiana. I know her first name. So, anyway, she owns an unofficial record for vaginal weightlifting category. It doesn't exist at the Guinness Book of World Records, but you just wait. By being able to lift 31 pounds with her vagina, the video below shows her demonstrating her talents on the Body Shocking Show. Now, there is no video here, and I wouldn't show it to you if there was, but because I can't really do that. But yeah, look that up. 31 pounds. I think that's impressive. I think that's just as impressive as jerking off for fucking almost 10 hours.
To the hell with that. She squeezed, she'd rip your pecker off.
Yeah.
It'd be like a clamp just.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. That would be terrible. All right. So, so this next thing I looked up is 10 criminals, murderous Russian criminals, by the way. I know one that I think eventually would be a murderous criminal, but hasn't got there yet.
I wonder who you could be speaking of.
Okay. So this one, it actually piqued my interest. I enjoyed reading about him. His name is Dr. Maxim Petrov. He's not the only person known as Dr. Death, but he is certainly one of the most scariest. A completely remorseless and twisted killer, he specialized in stalking his elderly patients for their finally euthanizing them in order to gain access to their money and valuables.
That is fucked up.
We're just going to call him Doctor, so I don't keep having to say his fucking name. So, he is thought to have killed over 50 people. His methods were rather more brutal than one would assume from a medically trained murderer. Although he is usually administered injections to his victims, they were not always lethal, but more sedatives to keep them in place while he turned their apartments into death traps. One survivor recalls waking up in his home on fire. Another one had his flat slowly filled with gas from the oven. Some victims were choked with stockings, and people who happened to interrupt the good doctor were stabbed with a screwdriver. The doctor eventually settled on a nice pattern of lethal injections and evidence destroying house fires, but he had gotten too greedy, and police soon noticed the pattern of the elderly people and similarly deceased dying in the exact same way. So they put two and two together, a list of 72 potential victims, and arrested the doctor. When he was trying to visit one of them in 2002, the court was able to link him to 12 murders he was accused of and is currently serving a life sentence in prison. Now, hold up. Now, see, that's the difference between Russia and America. He killed 12 motherfuckers that they know of and they could prove, and he's only serving a life sentence. Yeah, it don't say he's serving 12 one. Life sentences. It just says a life sentence. Now, a life sentence might be different in Russia. But I don't know. A life sentence in Russia might be life sentence. But there is several of these people, and I'm gonna leave this up, and we'll just do one of these every week too, because I really like the whole murder.
I can't remember if we've discussed this, but the whole life sentence thing. There was a guy, he was a murderer, and they gave him a life sentence, but then they tried to, like, they had to execute him. Mm-hmm. Well, they executed this guy, And somehow he came back to life. Like, obviously, they executed him, so they weren't, like, giving him CPR or anything. But, like, it killed him. He was declared dead, and then he came back to life. And they tried to keep him in jail, and he's like, no, I served my time. I died. I'm a new person. And I don't know if he ever won that, but, yeah.
I remember you talking. I remember you telling me about that. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be something to look up, you know, for next time. And so, where are we at? Shit.
Okay. You got to figure in the time we was on before.
Yeah. All right. So,
didn't restart.
Yeah, you're right. So last week we were talking about military badasses, and Jules and Jesse had a lot of them, but I felt like we were leaving somebody out. And so this week I'd like to talk about him, and that is Mr. Chuck Yeager. Now, Chuck Yeager, for those that don't know, was a United States Air Force officer, a flying ace, and a record-setting test pilot. In 1947, he became the first pilot in history to confirm to have exceeded the speed of sound in level flight. Yeager began a career in World War II as a private in the United States Armed Air Forces. After serving as an aircraft mechanic in September 1942, he entered the enlisted pilot training. Upon graduating, he was promoted to the rank of flight officer, the World War II USAAF equivalent to warrant officer. Later achieved most of his aerial victories in a P-51 fighter on the Western Front. He was credited with 11 and a half enemy aircraft kills. But here's one thing that the article don't say. One of those was the ME-262 Messerschmitt, which is basically, if you don't know, like, I'll give the Germans credit for it. It was like the very first jet fighter ever built. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it was pretty badass for what it would do. It wasn't really designed for dogfighting. It was more designed for like a tank bomber or in, drop, and out really quick. And it was faster than most of our, pretty much all our planes. But, you know, to take one of them out and actually get him and take him down, that was pretty impressive. So he become well known for that too. But it says after the war, Yeager became a test pilot of many types of aircraft, including an experimental rocket powered aircraft, as the first human to officially break the sound barrier. On October 14, 1947, he flew an experimental Bell X-1 at Mach 1 at an altitude of 45,000 feet, for which he won both the Collar and McKay trophies in 1948, and then he went on to break several other speed and altitude records. Yeager later commanded a flight squadron and wings in Germany, as well as Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War era. In recognition of the outstanding performance ratings of those units, he was promoted to Brigadier General in 1969 and retired on March 1st, 1975. Yeager's three-war active duty flying career spanned for more than 30 years and took him to many parts of the world, including the Soviet Union during the height of the Cold War. So, see, this guy was, you know, as far as pilots was concerned, this guy was a badass.
Yeah, Jaeger was a badass. Here's one I don't know if you know, and I don't know what, I guess you talking about confirmed kills made me think of it. Luis Edward Kurds. I don't know if you know about this guy. He was born in 1919. He was an American flying ace of the Air Force during World War II. He also flew a P-51, and it was nicknamed the Bad Angel. Kurds was the only one, he was one of only three American pilots to shoot down aircraft belonging to the German, Italian, and Japanese air forces.
Wow.
But there is another fact. But before we get there, Kurd shot down seven German Messerschmitt Bf 109s, an Italian Machi C.202, and a Japanese Mitsubishi Ki-46 reconnaissance aircraft. But what made him unique was he was the only pilot to have a confirmed, I won't say kill, but the only American pilot to shoot down an American plane. He shot down a, it says, the unusual distinction of scoring an official air-to-air kill against another American aircraft. It was a cargo plane. He was involved in a bizarre incident where he intentionally shot down an American cargo plane and then later married one of the survivors. And you can see...
Damn.
I will pull it up. He actually has it marked on his plane. Shit, what did I do? I made a boo-boo. I don't know how to fix it. Back to meeting. There we go.
Yeah.
He actually has it on his plane.
Oh, that's fucked up. You know, that would be kind of intimidating to the enemy. But damn, he shot down his own motherfuckers.
I will look up that story and I'll try to look at that story and find out how that went down for the next episode.
Oh God. Right.
Hell you got going on in the background? Octo Shark versus King Kong or some shit?
I don't know what the fuck that is. That's some sort of weird hotel painting.
What was you giggling about? What'd you find now?
Oh no. No. I was looking at something, but I definitely ain't going to say that on here. Fuck that. And you know, if I'm not willing to say it, it's bad.
Bad.
Let's see here. Ain't none of this any good. I was looking at something else, but... what does a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common? What?
What?
The more you play with it, the harder it gets.
Yeah, I saw seen a terrible wreck yesterday.
I'm gonna do it. What's the difference between a Catholic priest and a zit?
I know that one.
The zit waits until you're 12 before it comes on your face. I'm sorry. I had to. That was terrible. I like dark humor, y'all. Most of y'all know that if you follow the fan page. I post screwed up shit on there a lot. Come on, Mr. Unprepared. I like to shoot from the hip.
What you I do, got? And I've done good this entire show. Thank you very much. I have not had no incidences where I'm just like, near. No, that wreck I seen yesterday was, I was middle of bumfuck nowhere, Texas. And, you know, they got them little service roads. Well, It like I said, it was out in the middle. I think it was a couple hours out of Laredo. And I noticed there was like a shit ton of tractor trailers on the service road. And I was looking for like, a truck stop, anything. I was like, well, that's weird. And I got up to where the accident was, and there was three or four semi trucks, a couple of four wheelers. From what I saw, I know there was more than what I saw on the other side of the semis. But one pickup truck went underneath the trailer, damn near all the way to the truck bed.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's and terrible.
Behind him, there was another truck, like the entire front end of this truck was smashed. So what I think happened was tractor trailer stopped. The truck behind him couldn't stop, and neither could the truck behind that. And I think that truck pushed him under there.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. There's been a few pages on Facebook I follow, one of our transporter groups, and a couple of different trucking pages, man. With this wind, there's been a lot of blowovers the last couple of days. And that's why I'm here. I just wasn't willing to risk it.
I had a hell of a headwind on me all day today.
Yeah.
It was windy as shit out here.
Well, homie that's up there in Iowa, 45 mile an hour winds and a blizzard warning. And the mountain between Cheyenne and Laramie yesterday recorded an 85 mile an hour wind.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see, that shit would just send you right over. And there's nothing you can do about it. So better safe than sorry, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just shut it down.
That's terrible. Why do Scotsmen wear kilts?
Why?
Because the sound of zippers scare away the sheep.
That is a terrible.
What's green and smells like pork?
What?
Kermit's finger. I can't believe you didn't know that.
That's terrible.
Right? What in the hell? Some of these are like fucking pages. Like one of these would be like 10 minutes for me to tell you this joke.
I think if we're going to do jokes, we need to prepare that. That way we don't have this lull here.
Right. Well, you know, if you would talk, we wouldn't have a lull, but like.
You know, I do better shows when I'm piggying off of you.
I understand that, but let's see here. I don't know.
So you've had 2 days to prepare for a show. I have not, sir.
I did this shit this morning, homie.
Okay, so you had a day to prepare for the show, and I did not.
Excuse me, you had last night. You had the night before. I mean, you know we try to do a show every week. So you have technically a fucking week.
Technically, you can go fuck yourself.
See, that's what I thought. Why won't you pack your shit?
Let's talk about you. The fuck is there? Let's talk about you losing your ass last night.
Man. Yeah, we play this online poker game, and it's also got like a casino. I lost $160 million at the roulette table last night because that motherfucker wouldn't hit. It was terrible.
I was talking more along the lines of you losing your ass to me, but that's cool.
Oh, well, yeah. I
wouldn't want to talk about that neither.
We were only going all in 200K a hand, and I was sitting on a ton of money. So at that time, it really didn't matter. I mean, I had $160 million. You only took like maybe $1 million from me tops.
I took more than $1 million.
I won a hand today for $25
million. God dang, what was you playing?
Texas Hold'em. I sat and I waited, and the flop come out. I had a one and a four, and the flop come out two and three. And on the turn, it come a five. And like two people went all in. And I was like, okay. So I went all in too, and I won. It was nice. Especially after all the money I lost yesterday. Jesus Christ.
So, I can't believe you lost that much at the roulette table.
But you can't. How many times have I lost money versus how many times you've lost money, though? This is the first time I've ever actually lost. Yeah, look at you smile, motherfucker, because you know it's true. You've lost your ass, what, like three times now?
Yeah, something like that.
Now you want to talk shit, don't you? Yeah, that's what I thought. But, yeah, I don't know. I like that game, but... You know, I mean, realistically, it's not as real as it could be. I mean, because, come on, let's face it. How many times are you going to bet on zero at a roulette table and hit that motherfucker? And I was betting $3 million a pop on zero and hit it for $108 million. So, yeah.
Wish I had that kind of money to go to a real casino. Speaking of which,
I don't think they'd let you bet $3 million on something that pays off that much.
I've been buying a shit. Like, every time I've stopped, I bought a Mega Millions. I got three from Texas and one from Arkansas. And then I didn't check my Powerball ticket.
Let's see here.
No, my bad. That's Powerball for tonight. I lost my other Powerball ticket. I don't know where the fuck it went.
Wait a minute. Did somebody hit it?
I don't think so.
Because this says, oh, that must be the cash payout. Current estimated jackpot, $352 million. So that must be the cash payout. Shit. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you know what I could do with that much money? I could buy an island.
Well, yeah, that kind of money, I'm going to start a radio station for a podcast. We're going to play... real music. We're not going to play nothing after like 2006 because it's all fucking garbage. Well, there is a couple of good things comes out, but let's see, what is the Powerball's payout? Damn, $640 million. Yeah, y'all need to run out and get y'all some Powerball tickets now, because who the hell don't need some of that? I tell you what.
My Mega Millions ticket says estimated cash value is $550,600,000.
You let me hit that, and our next giveaway is going to be $10 million on the fan page. Fuck it. I'll get $40 million. I'll do it. I'll tell you what. We'll give away four spots, $10 million apiece.
There you go.
Yeah. What y'all think about that? See, that's how I take care of y'all. And I'd really do it too, because I don't need that much fucking money, because I tell you exactly what I'm going to do with most of that. I'm going to put it in the bank. I'm going to see what my – I'm going to have my CPA to figure out what my fucking interest is going to – you know, what I'm going to have to pay in on taxes every year, and I'm going to donate that money to charity so I can write that shit off.
There you go.
Yep. I start me a little stupid business. I finally open me a restaurant. And we'll have Tea Bag Tuesday. You drink your meal will be free if you let me put my balls in your drink.
I won't ever eat at your restaurant.
At least not on Tuesday. Tea Bag Taco Tuesday. You get free tacos if you let me teabag your drink. Maybe people out there do it. They like tacos.
Well, yeah.
But
if you hit it and I don't, pay my house off and buy me my charger, I'll be happy.
Yeah. I'll pay your house off. I tell you what, if I hit that kind of money, I'm going to buy a cul-de-sac and then I'm going to live in one house and I'll give the other couple away, however many's in the cul-de-sac. I'll let you have one of them. Because there's only about a handful of motherfuckers I'd want to ever live that close to me.
Right. We'll build, oh, we could build a shooting range. Hell yeah.
Hell. For that kind of money, I'd have shoot in a fucking house. Fix it later.
There's somebody to come fix it. They're like, what the fuck did you do in here? I got bored.
Hell yeah. We'll do experiments. I'll have somebody come out and build like X number of houses in a row, and we'll see how many houses a 50 cal will shoot through.
Shit, we got that kind of money. We can buy us a tank.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that. I don't think the government will let you have that. I did see a submarine for sale. A Russian submarine. What that guy want for that? Like $7 million? I might buy that motherfucker.
Where the fuck are you going to put it? You live in Kentucky.
I know.
Go take it to the lake?
I'm going to have that pulled out. I'm going to have that pulled out to my land, and that's going to be my fucking house. I'm going to dig me out a hole to set it in so it's like ground level, and I'm just going to live in that submarine. That'd be cool as hell.
You know, be cooler is you filled your hole with water.
That'd be a big fucking hole. I mean, yeah. we're talking ex-wife size hole, and I don't think that's gonna happen. So, you know, I mean, now what I was thinking is you build a trench, you dig out a trench. And that gives me an excuse to buy fucking heavy equipment, too. But we dig outside of the trench, and we just have them to bring up my fucker out there and set it in the hole. And, yeah. And then what you do is you mount you a 50 cal on both ends of that motherfucker for security purposes.
security purposes.
And that way, some bitch wants to come up, knock on your door. When they pull in the driveway, you just go out there. When they get out, get the fuck off my land, homie. I don't know if they, you know, I don't think our government would like an American buying a Russian submarine, though.
Probably not.
Fuck them.
They might be quite upset about that.
Well, maybe they're selling one of theirs. I just think it'd be cool. Could you imagine the kids living in a submarine? You know how fucking awesome that would be?
Tell all the friends I live in a submarine.
Hell yeah. And we'll paint that bitch yellow too for fun.
Hell yeah, we will.
We really will live in a yellow submarine. Fuck yeah. And then I'm going to just sit at home and eat mushrooms all the time.
But you're going to do that, you got to have loudspeakers on the outside just constantly 24 hours a day.
Fuck that.
You wouldn't be able to hear it inside the submarine. Jeez. But everybody within like a 30-mile radius would be able to hear it.
I mean, you got to think, man, if you could buy that submarine, everybody's all like, well, that's cool, you know. I would buy me like one of them nuclear bunkers. Fuck that. Dude, you think if you bought that damn submarine and you actually buried that sumbitch and just left the hatch sticking up, you'd have the ultimate like
bunker,
damn zombie apocalypse house. Yeah. You wouldn't ever have to leave there. You could run like fucking water and everything to that shit. You could dig a well and run like water to it. And, you know, I'm assuming submarines have still got a shitter on it.
You'd have pipe to have somebody come pump your shitter.
And you know it would hold the pressure. So, I mean, yeah. That'd be cool as fuck. I like that. I just wonder if that would be like a cave and stay about the same temperature year round.
I don't know. But I mean, you got that kind of money, I don't think it really matters.
No, you're right. Because, yeah, put a fireplace in it.
A fireplace in a fucking submarine.
Hell yeah. Put it right there on the fucking, on the bridge. I wonder if that somebody still has like the radar and all that shit. It would have to be at least fully working. I mean, you'd have to have sonar. Especially if you was going to take it out. Otherwise, you fuck up and run over something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That'd be cool. Just take it to the fucking lake.
Right? That would be cool. I don't think we have a lake big enough in Tennessee to take a damn diesel, like, fucking Russian submarine, you know? Well, you know what? I think we're going to call it. All right, folks, I guess we're going to be done for the night because hopefully I get to leave out of here tomorrow. So I am Country.
I'm Jules.
And we are pulling out.